This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Pei Hei, Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Pei Daled Amud Beis just brought the Machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara asked the Sira. First, the Mishnah said on Pei Gimel Amud Beis that if you aser all kaihanim, the kaihanim could take your chumas and maisers against your will. That shows taibas hana is not considered monetary value. Then the next case of the Mishnah says, if I aser these kaihanim and these levium, other kaihanim and levium could take, but not those. So we see taibas hana is mamain. So Gemara says that's okay. That's not sure. Ha. Rabbi Baha, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Namely, we have machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. If you steal someone's tevel, how much you have to pay? So, Rabbi holds you have to pay the value of the tevel. That seems to indicate Tavas Hana Mamain. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only pay the value of Chulin. So what's the machlekes? Gemara says that seems to indicate the Rebbe Savar Tovas Hana Mamain. Rebbe holds you have to pay the value of all the tevel holds Tovas Hana is Mamain. And Rabbi Yosi Yehuda Savar Tovas Hana Einoi Mamain. And therefore, the first part of the Mishnah that says they could take it against their will, they could take it against the will of the person who asked them b'hana, they hold Tovas Hana is not Mamain. The second part of the Mishnah that says you have to give it to others holds Tovas Hana is Mamain. So Gemara says, no, loy, Dukuli Amma Tovas Hana ain't a Mamain. Really, everyone holds it doesn't have value. What's the pshat in the Seifa that you have to give it to others? Elahacha b'matanoi shaloi hormu kamiflagi. Here, what we're talking about is where the Truma and the Meiser wasn't separated yet. You're not talking about Truma and Meiser. You're talking about Tevel that has in it Truma and Meiser that wasn't separated. That's the case that Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi Yehuda are arguing on. Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi Yehuda don't argue about Tovas Hana Mamain or not. Everyone holds Tovas Hana is not Mamain. If it's not Mamain, why does Rebbe hold you have to pay back the Demei Tivloi? It's because the guy didn't separate Chumas and Meisers yet. We don't look at it that it's like it was separated. No, it wasn't separated yet. So in the meantime, you stole my Tevel. Says Rashi, says the Ran, third line, B'matana Shalai Hermo Kamiflgi. The Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, Kivan Shalai Hermo Chumas and Meisers. Since they didn't separate Chuma and Meiser, Havilhu Kechulin. It's like Chulin. Sheboy, the lav kamisha hermodamian. It's like all chulin. It's like the chulin that's in it, because it's not like it was separated. Rabbi Yosi Savar, that since you have to separate it, it's kamisha hermodamian. It's like it was separated. Ve'ein loy bahem klum. You don't have any ownership of it. Misham hachi eino mishalm el demei chulin sheboy. Therefore, you only pay the value of the chulin. So Gemara asks on that, wait a second. V'toivas hana einoi mamain. How would this explain why Rebbe holds that you have to pay? Okay, then we're saying that everyone holds toivas hana is not mamain. And what do they argue on? Rebbe holds that you have to pay the value of the tevel. Rebbe holds that you have to pay the full value because you took something that entirely belonged to the owner. And Rabbi Yosi Yehuda holds, no, it's like you already were mafresh it. It's not the pshat that you stole my toivas hana. It's, in other words, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, why, at first, the Gemara wanted to say the machlokes is whether you have to pay for the full tevel is, well, you stole my toivas hana of who I could give the truma to. Now we're saying, no, everybody agrees toivas hana is not mamoin. So then why does Rebbe hold you have to pay? Rebbe holds that you have to pay for the simple reason that it's not considered like I gave it yet. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If Tovas Hana is not Mamain, then Mali Hormu Mali Loi Hormu. What difference does it make if it was separated or not? Meaning, even if it wasn't separated, why would Rebbe hold that you're going to have to pay the entire value? Why? Even if it wasn't separated, he's going to have to separate it. So it's not a loss. Mali hormu mali loy hormu. Dikim de tevesana inim amain. Ki loy hormu mai habe. Daha pesichi be chuma meiser she'en loy bahen klum. What does that mean? Meaning, Rebbe holds that you have to compensate the guy for his trumas and maaser. Why? Why does Rebbe hold? What was the Gemara Sfara that you have to pay the guy? Rebbe's Sfara was, well, you have to compensate the guy because right now it wasn't separated yet. So you stole the guy's chulan. So you have to pay for the whole thing. No, now we're saying that why would I have to pay the guy for the truma and meiser eventually you're going to have to separate the truma and meiser, so then why do I need to compensate you for it? If you say I have to compensate you for the toivas hana, I understand. But if Toivas Hana is not Mamoin, then who cares if it wasn't separated yet? Still, there is Truma and Maaser in here, and you don't have any ownership over it. So if Toivas Hana is not Mamoin, who cares if you didn't separate it? So the Gemara says like this. Elahainu time of the Rebbe. This is the reason of Rebbe. Kansua Rabbanan Leganav Kihechidulai Lignaiv. Really, Toivas Hana is not Mamain. If it's not Mamain, why do I have to pay you for the stealing the whole thing? It's a penalty. Kansur Rabbanon Laganov, the Chachamim, penalized the Ganov, ki hechidoli lignov, so he doesn't steal. So, therefore, you have to compensate for the entire value, lest you come to steal as a deterrent so that you don't steal. Now, the Gemara says, even if you want to say Toivas Hana is Mamain, Rav Yosi bar Rav Yehuda Sav, Rav Yosi bar Yehuda holds, no. He holds, Kansuhu Rabbanon Labala Bayis, Kihechi Doi Lishe Letivle. Just the opposite. Really, Toivas Hana is Mamain. And Rav Yosi bar Yehuda holds that you don't have to pay me for the value of the truma, even though you caused me a loss. The reason is the Rabbanon penalized the owner, because why is the owner keeping tevel in his house? He should have separated the truma semaisros to begin with. He shouldn't have had this in his house. Let's see the Ran. Elahainu taima de Rebbe. Hashta loimi bailan I isluhu la tavayot tevas anamamain ayena mamain. Now the Gemara is saying that the machloikis here is not whether Toivas Hana is mamain or not. V'yislu Toivas Hana eina mamain. If you hold Toivas Hana is not mamain, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's good. V'rebi hainu taima. Rebbe holds the reason is dekansu Rabbanon laganu l'shalim Toivas Hana. The Rabbanon knast the ganav to pay the Toivas Hana shel truma semaisos l'bal bayis as a knas. Really, Toivas Hana is not Mamain, but we knas the Ganav to pay the Balabayas. And even if you want to say it is mamain, the Rebbe nicha, according to Rebbe, it's good. For Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, hainu taima, de'eno mishalim ela d'mei chulen. According to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, here's the reason that you only pay the chulen, Shabbai. You know why? Really, I owe you the money, but I don't have to pay for the truma ma'aser mishum dekansur rabbanu shlo yisham le'tov asana shabbat truma ma'aseris. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying now is, the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda has nothing to do with Tevas Hana Mamain or Eina Mamain. If you want to say Eina Mamain, then Rebbe Yosef Yehuda is good, and Rebbe holds you have to pay as a knas for taking the guy's, for stealing the guy's truma. And if you want to say Tevas Hana is Mamain, why does Rebbe Yosef Yehuda say you don't have to pay? The reason you don't have to pay is we knas the owner for hanging on to the Truma Maisa. If this is the case, if the Machlokes is not whether Tevas Hana is Mamain or not, then we're up the creek without a paddle, because how do we explain the Mishnah? Why does the first statement in the Mishnah say that if you Aser Kaihanim, you have to give it to them, they could take it against your will? And the second part says if you Aser these Kaihanim, you have to give it to others. So the Mishnah seems to be contradicting itself, whether Tevas Hana Mamain or not. But now we're saying this is not the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. Once it's not the Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, then what's the Machlokes in our Mishnah? How do we explain these two different statements? So Rava Amar, Rava says like this, Shani Truma. Truma is different. Really, Rava is going to say Toivas Hana is Mamain. And that's why in the Seifa, if I ask her these Kaihanim, then I'm not allowed to give the Truma to these Kaihanim. I have to give it to others. Because if I give it to these, they're getting Hana. I'm getting Hana. In other words, if I say, I'm not, what was the case of the Mishnah again? The case of the Mishnah is Kaihanim Levim Nenimli. I asked Kaihanim and Levim to get Hana from me. So then, if I ask these Kaihanim, these Levim, if Toivas Hana is Mamain, I'm now to give it to them. Because they're benefiting from me. I'm giving them the benefit. You know, if Toivas Hana is Mamain, then I'm not allowed to give them. I would have to give the Truma Meiser to other Kaihanim and other Levim. Aye, so why in the Reisha could they take it against my will if Toivas Hana is Mamain? No, in the Reisha, Shani Truma. Truma is different. What does that mean, Truma is different? Truma is different when you aser all the Kaihanim in the world. The Hainu time of the Yila Kochet, here's the reason why they could take it against your will. Mishum the Truma Lechazi Ela Kaihanim. Truma can only be eaten by Kaihanim. But if Truma can only be eaten by Kaihanim, and I assert all Kaihanim, Bekimon Deka Asli L'Misri Alayu. And since he made a neder, that, and he assert all the Kaihanim upon himself, Shavya Afra Da'alma. He's making it like dust. What did he say? He said it's asur to all kaihanim. So if he asur to all kaihanim, so then he loses the toivas hana. So if he loses the toivas hana, so then the kohen can take it. Really, toivas hana is mamain. But if you asur all the kaihanim in the world, then you lose the ability to give it to the kaihanim. So if you lose the ability to give it to kaihanim, then you've destroyed the toivas hana. Really, fundamentally, Rav is saying Toivas Hana is Mamain. If I have the right to give it to who I choose, that has a monetary value. The only thing is, if I aser all the Kaihanim in the world, then I've lost that right. I can't give it to any Kayin. So I can't give it to any Kayin. I've self-destructed. I've caused my Toivas Hana to self-destruct. So in that case, I've made it Ka'afra Ba'alma. Look in the Ran, Rava Amar, Shani Truma, Kulaimar, Kulamasisan Islay the Tevasana Mamain. The whole Mishnah holds Tevasana is Mamain. The Seifa Nicha, the Seifa is good, the Kaihanim Elu. That if I ask for these Kaihanim Yitlu Achirim, other Kaihanim could take it. Vereisha, and then the Reisha Hainu Taima, the yitlu bal karche. Here's the reason why they could take it against you. Well, mishum the truma lo chazir le kaihanim. Truma is only fit to kaihanim. She evshel litna li yisoy, can't give it to yisoy lekach. Therefore, kibin de meisra alayu, since you asked it to all kaihanim, shavya afra b'amai made it dust. The afgare lahi toiv esana sheyesh laba. L'chayro, the same thing would go for Meiser. Namely, if I asked all the Levium from taking Meiser, so then I've rendered valueless the Toivas Hanah of Meiser, because I can't give it to anyone. So that's the way Rava explains the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Koinam She'eni Oysal Piava. I, Aser, I'm not going to give Hanah. I'm not going to work al pi abba for the mouth of my father. V'al pi avicha for the mouth of your father. V'al pi achi for the mouth of my brother. V'al pi achicha for the mouth of your brother. Ein yachal hafer. So the husband can't be made for the nether. Why should he be able to be made for the nether? It's not nidra ino nefesh, and it's not beino ala beina. She'ino oisa al picha, let's say she said, I'm not going to work for you. He doesn't have to annul it because she has to work for him, because the ma'aseh daim of a wife go to the husband. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, no, he does annul it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yafer, he should annul it. Why? Because she maybe shema tadif alav yosem arayla. She might earn more than is fit to him. She only has to support him for X number of dollars. There's a certain amount she has to work 5 sela arev, meaning she has to produce X number of weight of income a week. But whatever she does more, that's, she owns it. So Rabbi Kiva says he should annul the nether, because this way he's annulling what she has to work for him goes to him anyway, even if he doesn't annul it. But the excess, so then he should annul, because she might make more than that 5 sela. And it, so in other words, the annulment is chal on the excess. Okay, and wait a second, how is he annulling it? Why would he annul it? Is that she doesn't have to give it to him? So is that beinoy lebeina? That's a question. The Mishnah brings another opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer, Yafer, he should annul it for another reason. Because shema yigarshena. Because he might divorce her. At which point that the nether will be chal, usi asura lav, and then she's going to be asur to him. She won't be able to remarry him, because her ma'aseh yadayim will become asur to the husband. So annul it now for a time when the nether might be chal later. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But wait a second, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that the neder that she makes to Aser, her husband, when she's married to him, is chal, the Isser neder is chal for a later time. Right now, a neder is like an Isser carbon. But that means right now she's meshubit to work for him. So it's not chal now. When is it chal? For when he divorces her. So that means you could create an Isser hektish for a later time. Does that show us? Lememra, shall we say, the kasavar shmol adam makdish davar shaloi bala oilam. For the fact that you can make a neder, because Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says you should annul it for later. Well, that means the neder will be chal later. What do you mean the neder will be chal later? Adam makdish davar shaloi bala oilam. Shall we say, we see from here, adam makdish davar shaloi bala oilam. And the Gemara says, Uramini, I'll ask you a stira. Hamakdish masida yishtoi, if you are makdish your wife's handiwork, And we'll see what the stira is tomorrow. If Shmuel seems to say that you can be makdish over shaloi bala oilam, well, let's see if that works out. Okay, friends, daf, that was daf pei hei amud aleph, and we're nearing. The Masechta ends on daf tzadi aleph, so we're within arm's reach of soif Maseches Nedarim. Habalein tova. Have a great night, kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.